It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome live to Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. It's time for basketball action again, the Kentucky Healthcare Sweet 16. I'm Dan Manley. Glenn Leverage joins me tonight. And Glenn, good evening. It's great to have you with us.
And good evening to you. I'm glad to be here. What an opening afternoon we got. And
we've had an exciting day. In case you missed the opening games, Magoffin County making their first ever trip to the Sweet 16. And they came in here and got a win over Perry County Central 54-47. To advance to the quarterfinal round. And then in game two, Lyon County, a couple of free throws by Brady Shoulders with only 3.7 seconds left to play in the game, gave Lyon County a 45-43 win over the Tomcats of Ashland Paul Blazer. Lyon County moves on to the quarterfinals. Coming up tonight, the Adair County Indians against the Marshall County Marshals in game number one, Spencer County and Great Crossing, a couple of teams that are here for the first time ever, are going to appear in game two tonight. We've got all the action for you. We're going to catch up with the head coaches of Adair County and Marshall County when we return to Rupp Arena. We'll be back with those interviews coming up in 90 seconds.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Ambergis Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergisFarmMachinery.com.
Here at Rupp Arena, Sawyer Donahue, the head coach of Marshall County, is he's tied up right now. We've got Dan Lange with us. Dan's one of the pride. You're a Kentucky hero, except when you went down to Vanderbilt, coach. I mean, you had some great moments here in the Sweet 16. Now you're back coaching.
Definitely. It's just kind of a full swing as a player, and now here with this group as an assistant. You know, it's just, it's one of them special things when you grow up in Kentucky, having this opportunity to play on this floor is a dream for a lot of these kids out here today.
You never had a game at Vanderbilt like you had in the state tournament, though, did you?
No, I had some 30-plus, but not quite 40-something. But it's, hey, that's just part of it. It's, you know, moments like that you treasure forever, and, you know, that's what makes stuff like this special.
Your son is playing, right?
Yes, sir. He's a freshman. Yep.
And how good is he going to be, you think?
He's young. He's got a lot of learning to do, but, you know, his teammates have embraced him. And, you know, a good thing about this group is nobody really cares who has the spotlight, and that's what's made this group a lot more successful than they might have been if they kind of were all on their own same, you know, different pages.
I think everybody is wondering, of course, your girls' team, they got to be a regular for so long, and the boys' team made a lot of appearances. Now you're saying it's good to be back, right?
Oh, it has. It's been a long time coming for these kids, and, you know, couldn't happen to a better group. You know, they graduated 8 seniors last year, so this is basically a whole new group, and, you know, them growing as the year went on, coming together, and, you know, anybody that watches basketball, it's about peaking at the right moment, and towards the end of the year is when we were playing our best basketball, just about like every other team that's here today. So
Kraken has kind of got to be the measure in the first region now, so that's who you got to go through, right?
Oh, definitely. The last several years, I think they won it 5 in a row, I believe is what it was. You know, they've kind of set the benchmark, and, you know, they got a great program, and you know, it's good to see somebody else, but it's also good to have, I feel like, in the next few years, it's going to be like kind of when back when some of us coaches played, where you had several really good teams that have a chance to win and go compete, and that's what makes it even more fun, is that every game matters, you know, not where you have 3 teams that are great and you have some teams that are not as great. It just makes it a lot better atmosphere, and makes it more, you know, games mean more, and a lot more exciting environment.
What do the Marshals do well?
Well, we're just this group has this really doesn't have any quit in them. I don't know how to explain that. They just have a knack of not giving up. They pick each other up, and, you know, we like to pride ourselves on defense, and this group, you know, they can do a little bit of everything on the offensive end too, so it's kind of a good mix to have. And the best thing about it, we're fairly young, so, you know, we'll have a lot of these kids back, and our seniors have provided unbelievable leadership for this younger group, because we really only had 3 kids with any type of varsity experience, and so there was a lot of growth, a lot of, you know, the guys did a good job of keeping everybody positive. Like I said, that they're really, the group's been really together. They get along on the court, they get along off the court, and, you know, when you get stuff like that, in my experience, it's a mark for us. You know, ends up becoming a special team. Those kind of teams, they do little things, they have each other's backs, they pick each other up, they know they can count on each other, and that's kind of a special bond, which I'm sure most of these teams up here to get to this point have that type of togetherness, because if not, I mean, you don't end up being one of the final 16 teams in the state of Kentucky.
So what's the game plan against this Adair County team?
They're definitely really good on offense. They shoot the 3 well. They got some size inside, and, you know, we're just going to have to, you know, a lot of things are going to have to go our way. I'm just being honest, we're going to have to have some things. We've got to limit some mistakes, and we've got to make them shoot a lot of contested shots, take care of the basketball. They like to do a lot of pressuring and rebound. I think really taking care of pressure, making them shoot contested shots and rebound, and it will be the biggest keys for us.
What are you doing these days when you're not coaching?
Actually, I teach at the high school now. So
what do you teach?
I ended up going back to school at Murray State and got my master's in special education. So, yeah, it's been kind of a full swing, and it's been a very special thing for me. And, you know, I was telling the coaches, every language that's ever played at Marshall County, including my daughters, have all played in the state tournament now. So that's kind of a cherished memory to have. A lot of people probably can't say they have. So I'm a proud, very proud dad moment, I guess.
I'll let you go as soon as you give me the inside track. Who's going to be the next head coach at Vanderbilt?
I don't know. I've heard a few different people, but I don't know. Oh, my gosh, my mind went blank. He was at, from what I've heard, now don't quote me on it, but he was at Louisville, and he was Xavier first in Louisville. I heard that's who they're really going after. Oh, my name's blank.
I don't have to quote you on it. You just gave it to him.
Yeah.
Coach Dan Lange. Hey, Coach. Thank you a lot, Coach. It's a pleasure to see you, and good memories right here. Oh,
definitely, and hopefully a lot more for everybody here. You know, that's what makes this place special.
Thank you, Coach. Dan Lange, the head coach of the or the assistant coach with Marshall County. We're trying to catch up with the head coach of Adair County, and we'll do that when we come back 1 minute from now here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality, so Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
This is Josh Kaufman of Kaufman Funeral Home. There's a basic misconception in my industry that quality and affordability can't coexist. Many people think that spending a lot of money is a necessity in giving your loved one a proper burial. Let me show you how Kaufman Funeral Home can help you be proud of the final arrangements you make, at the same time doing it affordably. Stop by and see us at 315 South Queen Street or call 498-2273. Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, where quality and affordability go hand in hand.
Darren Breeze with us right now, courtside. He's the head coach of the Adair County Indians and a guy from our area. A guy from Mason County. He's coached at Bath County before. And how many years at Adair County now, Darren?
This is my ninth year.
Ninth year. And talk briefly about the progression of building a team there at Adair County.
These kids right here, I had a son. He don't play no more. He's a senior. But he kind of grew up with all these kids, and so I've been coaching this bunch since most of them was in third or fourth grade. So it's been a long, 7, 8, 9 years. I think he was in fourth or fifth grade when we went to Adair County, so it's been a process since then.
What enabled you to get here this year?
We've been working at it for a while. We put a lot of time in, and our region was pretty balanced. A lot of seniors in the region. Everybody was senior heavy. We don't have any seniors except three. One gets in. He's the eighth man. So we got everybody back next year. I thought losing the district championship was a big thing for us. I thought it helped us focus in the regional tournament, and when we did, I thought, we won everything pretty easy in the region.
Yeah. But you've got plenty of size, don't you?
We do. We got 6'6", Brayton Coomer, 6'7", Isaiah. Isaiah plays more on the wing, but he'll get in there, especially on the defensive end, wherever we need him to go.
What's this game going to be like? How much do you feel like you really have Marshall County well scouted?
Yeah, we do, and I'm sure they well got us, too. I'd say it'll be a slow game for both ways starting out, and then probably second quarter we'll try to speed it up a little bit if we can. If we need to, we'll see how the game starts. I don't really want to try to trap on this big court and give up a layup because they're real disciplined. They're not just going to throw it all over the court. There's 16 champions up here, so everybody's a champion for a reason.
Where did basketball start for you? How did you get involved in the world of basketball?
I just played it all my life, but I got lucky. But I was a grad assistant for Coach Horn at Western Kentucky, 06 to 08, graduate assistant manager. And we went to the NCAA tournament, so that kind of got my passion back in it. I kind of lost it for a little while, but that got me back in it. Then I started getting into high school. And I've been fortunate to coach AAU a little bit. I've had a lot of top players, Marvin Bagley, Tiger Campbell, et cetera, Darius Garland. So I like the high school situation, especially in Kentucky.
Is there a player tonight you feel like for Adair County, this kid's really got to step up if we're going to get out of here with a win?
Just one of my shooters got to hit shots is the biggest thing. I know Isaiah will be solid, Connor will be solid, but if Carter White, Blaine Barton, Dawson Gilbert, if one of them can step up and hit some shots.
Sure, thanks a lot. We'll let you go to the mid-court right now, and they'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to let them play.
Yeah, thank you.
There's the head coach of the Adair County Indians, Coach Darren Breeze. Getting ready to send his team 28-7 on the season are the Adair County Indians. And again, coming out of a region that includes the likes of North Hardin and Elizabethtown. Of course, Elizabethtown was here a year ago. A lot of people thought they would be back, but they're actually making their sixth appearance in the Sweet 16. And they've won some games in the past, but it's been a while. They haven't been here in the last 15 years out of Adair County, but they're back tonight ready to challenge Marshall County. We'll return. Glenn Leverage has got information for you before we get this game underway. We'll return here to Rupp Arena in 2 minutes. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network. Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's. check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
All right, Glenn Leverage here. Dan Manley had his classic interviews, Dare County with Coach Breeze. What a great format that these coaches give us, and only Dan, really, only Dan gets these interviews. So it's a great opportunity for us to take notes, get some inside information on both teams, and Dan certainly did that with Adair County. Let's start with them. Adair County Indians, they were 28-7 this year. They represent Region 5. They're the Indians. Their colors are red, white, and blue. They come from Region 5. And from Columbia, Kentucky, Adair County students of 795 total. And Coach Breeze really set the stage, including his son and the 9 years he's been there, and he's been coaching these young guys since they were in the second grade. As I said, they're 28-7. Isaiah Cochran, 6'7", junior guard. He's got several offers to play the next level. Connor Loy is a 6-foot junior guard. McNeese State, he's leaning toward them. He averages 17 points per game. They've got their junior dominated. They've got the entire team coming back next year. They have a couple seniors. They've got a nice combination of size. Cochran is 6'7", and Comer 6'6". And they also have a great shooter, so they're well-balanced. The team has been together for a long time. They lost to Taylor County in the district final in overtime. And like many of us here, I personally believe you can learn from a win, but you can learn from a loss, too. I'd prefer to learn from a win. But Coach Breeze said that really opened their eyes, and they're well-prepared, as he assumes Marshall County will be as well. Marshall, you may run into Marshall right now, Dan, while we're going?
Yeah, let's just go right ahead.
Okay, and Dan interviewed the assistant coach, Dan Lange, who played for Vanderbilt. And not only is he assistant coach now at Marshall County, but he got his master's degree at Murray, and he's teaching. They are the Marshall County Marshals. Orange and white's their color, Region 1. Benton, Kentucky, beautiful, beautiful community. They have over 1,200 students. And the head coach is Sawyer Donahue. And they're well prepared, ready to go. Marshall really is interested in terms of following the success of their women's program. It's been here so many times over the past 3 years. Dan, I think it promises to be a great match like this afternoon. And I was sharing your way back. The insight you gave us, or they gave us through both these coaches, is something I don't take for granted. And so good with the questions you ask. And I think it relaxes them to prepare for the game as well. So that kind of gives us a summary of Adair County representing Region 5 and Marshall County representing Region 1.
All right, Glenn. Thanks a lot. You know, Dan Lange, he's a great player. He has, of course, King Kelly Coleman scored 56 points in a state tournament game. But Dan Lange, I did pull it up. But I think it's maybe like 43 or maybe 47 even. I mean, he had a huge game in the Sweet 16 when he was a player at Marshall County. And it was really interesting. During the pregame warm-ups, his son, who is only a freshman, but he's about 6'4", Dan Lange is 6'11".
Oh.
And his son was working more on shooting the ball from about 13 to 15 feet than anywhere else. You know, so much anymore, everybody comes out and they line up around the three-point line and see how many three-pointers they can make instead of
working. I saw on that when he pointed him out. Yeah, Coach Lange looks like he could still play. What great shape he's in. And, again, those interviews just really give us a foundation no one else has. But you don't see anybody shooting the pull-up jumpers like that in the paint.
No, the mid-range shots, it's layups and threes and frees anymore.
Floaters.
That's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
But certainly we saw him, and he looks really, he's going to be an outstanding player. I mean, it was only a freshman to watch him, and of course, we'll see him. We'll get a good look at him tonight because I expect, I haven't even checked, but he is not going to be, he is in the starting lineup as a forward, and again, already about 6'4", as a freshman, probably
That's
has
right.
Some more, much more growing to do. And the next coach at Vanderbilt, you know,
he gave you some insight. He said, I don't know if I should say this, but this is what he said. He said he's a coach that used to coach at Xavier and then went to U of L. I can't think of his name now. I know that name. There is a coach who used to coach at Xavier, who's a graduate of Xavier, went to U of L.
Chris Mack.
So I don't know, but those were two pretty good hints without saying the name. I thought it was a great question, and he handled it well.
I think this is another one of those games. We had two really good games earlier today. This is another game that looks like, it's a 50-50 toss-up. I mean, you know, if you're going to, if I make you bet your farm on this game, you're not going to know who to take. It's
and what a background that Coach Brees had with his AAU, the players he named.
Yeah.
Bagley, and my goodness. I really, again, this is the third time I've said that, but as a color analyst with Dan Manley, it just gives me so much more to talk about and embed in terms of as a foundation for what we're going to be looking at today in addition to the scoring.
Yeah, hey, hey. Thanks, man. I mean, that's what we want to give our listeners as much insight as we possibly can. And I wish I had more time. You know, there would be a time when you can, as you get older, you can't remember. You know, okay, what were the years that Dan Lange was playing down there in Marshall County and before going on to Vanderbilt? Well, you know, I know that, Cotton Nash played in 1963 at Kentucky and Dan Issel played in 1969 at Kentucky. And the closer you get to where we are now, less recognition I have.
Especially at my age. I had conversations today with Larry Stamper and also J.R. Van Hoos. I'm not bragging. But my goodness, that to go is, you know, what you're saying, to go back to those, you remember JR that Saturday morning against Lexington Catholic, those 22 rebounds.
Yeah.
And then Larry Stamper from Lee County.
We didn't really find out anything about Sawyer Donahue. Donahue, it's D-O-N-O-H-O-O, Donahue,
yeah,
the
Donahue.
Coach at Marshall County. But I can tell you that Darren Brees, he comes from a basketball background. I mean, you know, when you come out of Mason County, you know the game pretty well. We're about ready to get the pregame activities going on. We're going to have the national anthem here in just a moment, and then we'll get the introductions of our starting lineups that we'll be able to share with you coming up here in just a moment or so. We're so glad to have you with us tonight. Later on, it's going to be Spencer County and Great Crossing, two schools that have never played a state tournament game before. Of course, Great Crossing has not been around all that long. Right now, the public address announcer getting ready to call. I was talking with the scorekeeper from Adair County. She's been keeping a scorebook for way over almost 50 years, starting in Northern Kentucky at Dixie Heights High School, and there for over 40 years there, and then moved to Adair County, and she just walked in and said, I'd like to keep the scorebook, and now she's doing it again. Let's pause right now. Let's get our public address announcer
in the singing of our national anthem.
Starting lineups for the national anthem for before tonight's game. Adair County, unusual uniforms. Wow. They're white, a gray numeral trimmed in red with blue Indians on the back and a lot of blue trim.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get our starting lineups.
Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, the heart of the bluegrass for opening round play of the 106th. Kentucky High School Athletic Association, UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Tonight's game features the champions of Region 1, the Marshals of Marshall County. And the champions of Region 5, the Indians of Adair County. And now, fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, let's meet the starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Marshall County, at forward, number 2, Logan Parker. For Adair County, at forward, number 21, Brayton Coomer. For Marshall County, at forward, number 42, Matthew Lange. For Adair County, at guard, number 4, Carter White. For Marshall County, at guard, number 11, Alex Staples. For Adair County, at guard, number 5, Isaiah Cochran. For Marshall County, at guard, number 12, Ryan Stokes. For Adair County, at guard, number 14, Connor Lowy. For Marshall County, at guard, number 23, Tommy Robertson. And for Adair County, at guard, number 20, Lane Grant. And introducing the head coaches for Marshall County, the head coach is Sawyer Donahue. And for Adair County, the head coach is Darren Breeze. Your officials are Jeffrey Ely, Michael Stokes, and Brian Johnson. The alternate official is Drew Ransdell.
We're ready to go as Marshall County, dressed out in bright orange uniforms. If you throw the ball to the wrong team, you can't say I got confused tonight. I mean, the starkest difference, the brightest orange and the whitest white between these and the uniforms are. I mean, Adair County, I don't know who their fashion designer is, but they did some work.
It's a red, white, and blue, their colors I announced, but you can't find the red. I wonder what their combinations are, but that's a good-looking orange at Marshall. And look at Lange's son. He's a freshman. Same bill, same makeup.
That long, thin
wow
look. And, again, of course, Dan Lange, he was a great outside shooter, great baseline jump shooter. Here we go. Marshall County right to left on your dial here in this first half of play. The tip slapped in backcourt to Adair County. And they'll, you know, everybody's a guard anymore. And Isaiah Cochran is a 6'7 junior. Got the ball right now. He's listed as a guard. Driving in right side, up off the glass. Shot is missed by Connor Loy. Rebounded out of there by Marshall County. Goes to Lange down the right side. Leads it back on the perimeter to Staples. And now it's going to be a man-to-man defense put up by Adair County. Dribbling out on the out of the perimeter is Stokes, who drives down inside and then gets called for taking steps.
And Connor, off that board, you know, even my 10-year-old grandson, it's an angle, and hit it soft off the board gives it more opportunities. That wedge, and when you move in to get that opportunity, you got to make it work.
So now Adair County get a chance to be the first team on the scoreboard of the game. Cochran setting up out high, comes out to set a screen, dribbling right, spinning around, but unable to get through is Loy, and he gives back to Cochran. Loy works down under Cochran, dribbling, takes it to the free throw line, spins, 17-foot jump shot, no good. Rebounded, though, by Coomer. Oh. Coomer goes back up, and now it's taken away by Marshall County. Long pass down the right side, going under and jamming it was Logan Parker, a 6'4 senior, to give the Marshall County Marshals a 2-0 lead, and now the ball knocked out of bounds as Adair County really tried to get down in a hurry, but we get a foul.
What a great dunk that was. One step off the free throw line angle, and the 1-3-1 zone that Marshall opened up with is giving some problems. They're looking at each other. Adair is, what's their next step?
Spinning down right inside, here. Going, laying it up and in is going to be Isaiah Cochran. At 6'7", he got posted up in there and ties the score at 2 apiece.
Marshall went to a man-to-man on the throw-in.
Ryan Stokes, 6-foot sophomore, is out front. He got called for that foul a moment ago. Here's Roberson. Roberson gives back out to Stokes. Stokes will leave it off to Staples. Staples up in the lane from 13, left it well short, might have been partially blocked, and taken out by Adair County. Here come the Indians with Loy down. Right side, driving along the baseline, throwing a pass along the baseline that's deflected out of bounds is Lane Grant, but it's going to touch off of Adair County, and it'll go to Marshall County.
I thought Lange hit that one. You're talking about size and also long arms. They work that 1-3-1 zone well. It's hard to penetrate and hard to focus in the middle is which way you want to do in a zone.
We play just over 2 minutes. We're tied 2-2 here. Opening game of the night session. We've already had Magoffin County and Lyon County to advance earlier in the day. Down in the left corner for Marshall County. Robertson dribbles back outside, gives it Stokes, or Staples rather. Now Stokes takes it. Stokes and Staples, they're the two true guards size-wise. Driving in on the left baseline, they get it back out. Top of the key, a three bounces in for Alex Staples.
Nice touch. And nice way to work the ball. It's 7 passes on that offensive opportunity.
5-2, the lead for Marshall County. Driving in, Loy gets into the lane. A little flip shot ups and it rolls in. Connor Loy, the 6-foot junior, leading scorer on this team for Adair County, and cuts the lead to 5-4. Robertson. Right off the top of the key, takes it down the left side, stops with a late foot floater. No good. Rebound. We get players tying it up. And we'll get a jump ball. It'll keep it with Marshall County. As going up there to tie up Cochran was Staples at 5'11", Cochran at 6'7", but they both got hands on the ball.
Cochran thought he had it. Staples came in behind him and really wrestled away. I didn't see him hold it long enough for a...
Here's Lange into the lane and puts up a shot that's way short. It kind of slipped out of his hand, and Cochran with a rebound. Gives it off. Loy back to Cochran beyond the three-point line left side. He's going to dribble back out front. Coach Breeze down in front of us shouting his offensive instructions to his team. Loy down the left corner, driving in along the baseline. Feeds it off and going under from the right side, laying it up and in is Brayton Coomer. And it's a 6-5 lead for Adair County as they get back in front. Almost to the midway point of this opening quarter of action. Here is Stokes driving in, spins inside, lays it up and in.
Great spin move. Thought he was coming off the board, did a pivot, left to right, made the go.
And that was Staples and not Stokes. Staples now with 5 points. Here is Adair County with the ball. Lane Grant, a 6'1 junior. Gives it up, gets it back, and now goes over on the left side to Loy. They go inside. Cochran backs his way in against Lange and puts it up. No good. Left it short. Good defense. Logan Parker, the rebound. Marshall County wanting to run. Robertson gives it back out front. There's a wide open three top of the key that's in and out by Parker, and the rebound comes to Adair County. Loy runs it down, and there is a deep three by Cochran. Good.
Coach Breeze said to you, I can count on Cochran.
9-7.
6-7. Now, look, he was just inside the logo, which Caitlin Clark does for Iowa.
Here is Marshall County trying to tie the game up if they get a basket or take the lead with a three. Over on the left side is Stokes. Now Staples takes it. Now Lange, right baseline, tries to drive, got it knocked away, but a foul. A reach-in is going to be on Connor Loy. That'll be his first foul of the game on Adair County. Comes with 2:57 left to play in the opening quarter. We'll get a timeout right here. Adair County with the early lead, 9-7 over Marshall County. We'll be back here at Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Substitutions, Adair County gets Dawson Gilbert into the game, a 6'3 sophomore. He's got the yellow shoes on. You can't miss him.
Oh, my.
Changes also for Marshall County, and one of those guys, a three, is up and no good, and it's rebounded by Gilbert. That missed by Kaiser Phillips, a 5'10 junior. Got into the game, fired a three quickly, and now there's a three the other end, and this one's good. Dawson Gilbert just checked in, knocks down a three, and it's a 12-7 Adair County lead.
And boy, is he happy. And the whole bench is just, I mean, to come in off the bench in the state tournament and fire a logo three-pointer, it's pretty good.
Stokes over on that right side. Gives it off. Parker dribbles, and now Lange, free throw line, back to Stokes. Nothing happening over there. Also into the game is Oren Phelps, a 6'2 senior, stocky player. Gilbert guarding Lange, really putting the pressure on him. Now dribbling left across through the key, going up, putting it up off the glass, missing it. Staples, rebound by Cochran. Here he goes. Gets it down quickly. Now out to Gilbert, now back to Cochran. It's a good job of racing back defensively by Marshall County. Minute 50 to play, opening quarter. Adair County kind of had to a 12-7 lead. Cochran trying to get away from a defender. Couldn't, goes left side. There's a three on the way and good. Knocked down over there by Blaine Barden, who just checked into the game.
Scouting report says that they have a good blend of inside and outside game. How about that release, Dan?
Yeah, 15-7. Nice little run going for Adair County early, trying to stop it for Marshall County, unable to do so. The three is no good. Put up by Caden Muller.
Wow.
And Lange battles and gets the rebound, puts it back up and in for his first two, stopping that run, and it's 15-9. They scored 9 points in a row at Adair County. 6-point lead, minute four to go in the quarter. Marshall County going for the steal. We get a whistle and a foul. They're going to call that on Marshall County. Kaiser Phillips gets the call, his first, team foul number two here in the quarter. Now Coach Breeze is going to send into the game Camden Burton, a 6'1 junior.
He really uses his bench well this early in the game.
Hey, that's the eighth player that's been in here in the first quarter. Minute three to go. Adair County Cochran sets a high screen. He gets the ball, gives back over on the right side to Loy, and now top the key, Gilbert carries another three. Dawson Gilbert, the fourth three-point field goal in the first quarter by Adair County. They lead it 18-9.
You talked about contributing off the bench.
So Marshall County with the ball now. Moeller out front on the dribble. Moeller has come in off the bench. He's a 5'10 sophomore. They look. Now they get it to Lange. Lange goes down the right side from 18 feet, missed a jump shot. Rebound is tipped out. They battle for it. It's loose. We get a foul. And that's going to be against Adair County, I believe.
Van Horn Phelps, I mean, just in addition to his size, every year I talk about the football players as well, but there's no question. Watching his lateral movement and his ability to block correctly, a very seasoned football player who's a great contribution addition to this basketball program at Marshall.
That foul is on Dawson Gilbert. That's his first. And now Camden Burton defending out front, looking for a screen as Staples dribbles all the way down the lane. We get a foul that happened earlier, and that foul is going to be against Camden Burton. Burton gets his first, team foul number three on Adair County, and we only have 6.8 seconds left in this opening quarter for the Adair County leading it 18-9.
6.8 seconds, Dan.
Got to hurry. Here is Staples with the ball, dribbles left, falls down. He slipped down, his feet flew out from under him. He got fouled. That personal will be against Carter White. That's his first. That's four team fouls, so still no shooting opportunity for Marshall County, and now they only have 2.8 seconds to go.
Well, it's a wet spot even before and now. No one here to clean those wet spots up.
In it comes. Can Lange get a shot up? He does, but he missed it. Put up with the left hand.
Switch move,
really get
yeah.
To the backboard, so first quarter comes to an end. Adair County has jumped out on top 18-9, one quarter in, and we'll be back after we step out for 1 minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Thank you.
Opening quarter of play, Adair County made 7 of 10 field goal attempts. Marshall County 4 of 13. And from the three-point line, Adair County 4 out of 4. That's the start for Adair County now. Their lineup, Cochran's going to remain in, and Dawson Gilbert has come off the bench to stay in. Back into the game is Brayton Coomer, a starter. And they are joined in there by Blaine Barton, who came off the bench to get a three, and Connor Loy.
Then it's going to be interesting. We know that Adair County likes to go inside, and so that's why Marshall County is playing a 1-3-1, but hitting all those three-pointers, let's see if they change their defense.
Now down the baseline, the driving from the basket was Coomer, and then he fanned it outside but got fouled. Coomer got fouled.
Marshall did start with a man-to-man, a tight man-to-man. I think they'd rather take the chance on stopping them underneath with their size than what they've already proved on the three-pointers.
Phillips picks up his second foul for Marshall County, and Staples is right back into the game. Pass comes into Loy. Connor Loy, he's a junior at 6 feet, and Gilbert fell down right before they tried to get a bounce pass to him, and I don't know, so we ran players. There's been a lot of discussion about the floor at Rupp Arena, hasn't there?
There's no one here to wipe it up. I just can't believe how I'm a warrior, though.
7.5 minutes to go in the first half. 18-9, Marshall County trailing with the ball. Driving right side, they fan it out to Lange. Lucky to get the ball. Lange in the lane. Little floater is good.
Whoa, Vanessa, he's got the whole package, Dan. He's got a great touch, great release, either hand. Oh, my.
18-11. And
did I say football?
Yeah, going for the basket down there was Connor Loy.
You and I heard the slap with our headphones on at the other end of the court.
The foul is going to be on Oren Phelps. And he's that guy that we're talking about being a football player.
He's solid. He 230, solid. 240.
Free throw is up and good by Connor Loy. Loy with his third point. And it's 19-11. And a free throw good again.
Loy's been heavily recruited, Dan, by McNeese State, as well as other college offers. He's a junior guard.
20-11. The lead for Adair County. Outside for Marshall County, dribbling at long range is Muller, the sophomore. He came in off the bench. He's been in there a good long time off the bench. Staples takes it, gives back to Loy on the right side. Now driving into the lane and putting it up no good off the glass with Staples. Rebounded, and out of there come Cochran, and there is Cochran, gives it up, gets it back. Oh, crossover dribble, and then I thought he charged. Let's see what they call.
Oh, my goodness.
Going to be a blocking foul. Hey, it's a 50-50 deal. I would have gone charge. Staples got called for the block. And now substitutions. Let's just say there are always substitutions coming in. If I give you a name that you say, well, I didn't hear him the last time down the floor, well, he may not have been in there. Both coaches are using the bench a lot. In it comes, Loy. Three-point shot, in and out. Rebound put up, no good. Rebounded again, back out to Cochran. The three is no good, and finally rebounded by Marshall County. Logan Parker gets it out of there. Here's Lange. Coming down, a little jump stop up off the glass. No good, but he got fouled. Lange's going to be going to the line to shoot a couple of shots, I believe. That foul is going to be against Carter White. That'll be his second foul.
Talk about Hopstein, that Brayton Coomer, 6'6".
He really got up there.
He had it between his wrist and elbow above the rim.
They're going to call that a common foul. So Marshall just inbounds the ball. Here, right off the top of the key is Stokes. Tried to dribble in, didn't have anything, so backs away. Keeps a dribble, still has it. Now Robertson. Robertson looking. Now try to go down the baseline, throw it away, and then we get a foul on Marshall County. Pass was intercepted by Adair County's Coomer.
Every player that, well, on both sides, but Adair, we're close to the bench. Every player he's put in there has contributed right off the bat. So there's knowledge of what your job is and what your role is, and expects you to do it, because if you don't, you come off.
Stokes has picked up his second personal foul. So So the ball back there. Dare County with a 9-point lead, driving in, going all the way under, laying it up and missing. The driving layup was Loy, rebounded out of there. Lange brings it down the right side. 6'4 freshman, long and lean, handles it well. There's a pass underneath the basket, going up and putting it up and in. Was Robertson, Tommy Robertson, with his first 2 points. 20-13. Cochran goes down inside, gets his shot blocked, rebounds it up and in.
Good effort. Went up, it was cleanly blocked, and he did not put the ball down, went straight back up. Could have been an M1.
22-13. So an exchange of baskets. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Robertson left side said, we try it again. His three round bounces off. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Marshall County. And the ball goes to Adair County. Darren breezes up and it's kind of quiet in here. Everybody in the gym could hear him yelling.
He's called to play 10.
Here's Connor Loy. Gives it up, gets it back, goes right side of the key, hands it off to Cochran, drives in the lane, lost the handle. Picked up on a turnover, racing the other way as Moeller goes down and puts it up and in.
Nice move, no intimidation. Kept his eye on the bucket the whole time, nice layup.
Moeller's first two, and it's 22-15. Marshall County just managing to kind of keep within striking distance right now. 4:45 to play in the first half. Loy drives left wing, cut off. They go to the right side and get the ball in the hands over there of Coomer, who's come in. Driving in, feed it back, top of the key. Coomer missed. He's a lefty. He missed the shot. Rebound. Cochran underneath.
Oh.
Laid up and missed. A dead layup. Wouldn't go down for Grant.
And that's Marshall three they County missed, Dan. Right under the board. Soft off the glass. Unencumbered.
Marshall County down in a hurry. Into Parker. Parker sends it through the lane to Robertson up from 10 feet. Good. Robertson with 4 points here in this quarter. 22-17. So some missed opportunities by Dare County allowing Marshall County to close the gap to 5 points.
And the bulk of their points have been in the paint, Dan, as you notice in their warm-ups.
Out front for Adair County. With the ball is White. White kind of dribbles back and forth. And now goes right side. An open three is on the way. Good.
Goodness gracious.
That was Loy who got a wide open shot. He's got 7 points. And the lead back to 8 at 25-17.
5 of 7 from down. When you ask him, he said, if Loy can come through, I think that Cochran can do it, but I need Loy.
Here driving along the baseline. They feed it into Parker, laid it in, but we already had a blocking foul. The foul will go against Adair County's Brayton Coomer. He gets his first foul. Team fouls here in the second quarter now. 4 on Marshall County, 2 on Adair County. Marshall County will inbound under the basket, and now Coomer is going to come out of the lineup. Boy, Coomer is a big physical specimen, isn't he?
Sure is.
He's replaced in there by Burton. There is a shot put up
nice
by Lange.
Touch.
Good, about 14 feet away.
One thing about Coach Breeze, and we're right behind him, you know, he hasn't paid any attention or comments to the officials yet. Now, that's early in the game. But his total focus is on his team.
Lange has 6 points. It's 25-19. They bounce it in low. Cochran powers to the basket, lays it up and in.
It's his third inside move. They're going inside to him, so they've got the proper balance.
He's got 9 points, and the lead is 8. 27-19. We're under the 3-minute mark in what's been a seems to be a quick first half to me. Down inside Parker, ball fake, spins, puts it up and in.
That's a really
tough move and a nice move.
It wasn't. He had the move initially if he had not put the ball down to give the defender time to get set, but he had a nice spin around. And also a nice closing touch.
Yeah, put it in without using the backboard from about 4 feet away.
It's true.
27-21. Dare County to lead the ball. Loy, right wing, sends it back across the key to White. White drives in and trying to pass inside. Got it knocked away, and now we get a whistle and a jump ball. Oh, he might get a foul in there on Marshall County's Caden Moeller, but we get a jump ball. And a possession arrow will keep it with Marshall, give it to Marshall County. I think we're going to get, again, substitutions are coming in for Adair County. That'll happen when we come back. 2:14 left in the half. Adair County with a 6-point lead on Marshall County will return in 90 seconds.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Both teams are shooting the ball well, but Adair County has made threes, 5 of 7, the 1 of 5 for Marshall County. That's the reason they're up by 6 right now, but Marshall County has the ball. Lange driving on Gilbert into the lane, spins at about 13 feet, can't get a shot away, back out, Robertson takes it. He wants to drive on Loy, but didn't have anything, and now with the ball is Moeller. Minute 47, that's all that's left in the half. Bart Risen will join us at halftime. Robertson, a three, good. Off the left side. Tommy Robertson, a junior. So we got a three-point game.
Three-point game and balance. Balance between each team's inside and out.
27-24, back into the game for Adair County is Coomer.
He wanted to shoot that, Dan.
Yeah, big body. He thought passed up a 15-footer, and now Coach Breeze has called
41.
Number 41. We got a minute 15 to play. Possession arrow rests with Adair County as of now anyway when we begin the second half. Cochran goes toward the lane. Couldn't get the shot away. Left corner. Three is up. No good. Loy missed it. Rebound by Parker. Moeller down the left side. Gets rid of the ball and he gets it to Henson who's in the game. Henson up off the glass. No good. Didn't get a real good angle. Rebound. Take it off. Adair County racing the other way. Gilbert at three out of the left corner. This one's no good. Rebound knocked away from Lange. Gilbert gets it back, and he gets fouled.
Sophomore.
I can tell you, Lange is really upset right now. I mean, he's not showing it to the official, but you can tell. He got fouled and then ends up getting the foul.
But Dan, he's a freshman, but he's got a nice frame like his dad. You know, you can tell. We're going to be talking about him for the next 3 years.
Gilbert puts a free throw up and in for Adair County, and that's his 6th point. And now out of the Adair County lineup is Blaine Barden, a 5'11 junior. He's replaced in there by Camden Burton, a 6'1 junior, as the free throw goes in. And with the charity tosses, 29-24, the lead for Adair County goes back to 5 points. And Marshall County, we had the horn ball, but they'd already inbounded the ball. So here is Marshall County trying to get the ball to Lange, and he gets fouled by Camden Burton, and that'll be his 2nd.
Gilbert is a 6'2.5 sophomore. You can tell he's still growing. He's also there mentally, too, and physically. He's got like those yellow shoes. But coach is keeping him right at the end of the bench, alternating him between offense and defense. He wants him in the game.
Here, where's the ball in Moeller's hands?
And he picked it up and then he called for carrying it, but he actually doubled before he carried it.
Adair County is 28-7. I'm talking to one of their, they have some male cheerleaders. I was talking to one of them before the game. I said, what about this game? He said, well, the game we're really worried about is Lyon County if we play them next because they beat us by 50 during the season. And they did.
Yeah. Lyon beat
98-48, I think.
Frederick Douglass, Lexington Catholic. They were tested today, though.
Yeah, 13 seconds to go, down to 10. Here is Lloyd dribbling around, fighting, spinning, weaving, goes up. Shot rolls in. Lloyd, big basket. And the half comes to an end.
Oh,
boy, there was a long shot. I don't think it would have counted. But so, again, a game of runs, and the last run belongs to Adair County. They had an 18-9 lead. It went down to only 3 points, and then they go back right back by seven. It's 31-24 here at halftime. Adair County out of the fifth region with the lead on Marshall County. And we'll come back with the halftime show coming up in 90 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Hi, this is Lonnie Pendleton. When you're looking for a great deal on a car, truck, or SUV, come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word, get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hey, we're back now here, and joining us here at halftime is the assistant softball coach in Montgomery County, Bart Ross. Bart, how are you, Coach?
I'm doing good, Danny. Glad, blessed to be here.
And back at it again.
Yes, I'm just trying to, you know, it's been exciting, and it's been fun, and got a great bunch of girls, and just hope to be able to help Coach Puckett and the rest of the staff, and hopefully, you know, trying to get to our destination, that we'd get back to the state tournament.
All coaches, well, you never get it out of your system, do you?
No, you just die, but you don't ever go away, you know. But, it's been 9 years, and I can tell the difference in hitting Fungo now and moving around a little bit, but it's been fun.
Hey, a good day of basketball going here. These teams, it's really fun to have different teams, isn't it? And we've got a chance. Magoffin County, never been in the state tournament before. We're going to see two teams next that have never been here before. These two teams have been here in a while, so that's always good.
It is. I mean, you got five teams making their first trip ever, to the Sweet 16. And naturally, Greg Crossing's just not that, you know, an old of the school. But, the other four making their first trip. And, I really thought, today's session was probably the biggest crowd for opening day afternoon round I've seen in years. And then you've got a good crowd in here again tonight. And, I don't think there's nobody left in Sayersville. I mean, that everybody was here. And at the same time, you know, Perry County Central brought a good crowd.
What about the coaching in this tournament so far? I mean, we've got, these are, you know, you get some new faces in the coaching business always. Coach Breeze, here's a guy that's he's been around for a little while now and started in Mason County, coached at Bath County, and now at Adair County. And, you know, he's obviously onto something. He's not only here and leading by 7 points at halftime, but he's got everybody coming back next year.
Well, and too, Danny, I don't know if you remember, Coach Breeze played in the barn. Do you remember when I brought Cumberland County to the barn and they played, in a little weekend tournament, and naturally he's got ties. You know, his dad, you know, coached him at that time. He was a player, and his dad was the coach, and naturally his dad was from Harrison County. His uncle was a really good player at Mason County, and you know, when you when you think about it, it's a small world. But the game has changed so much, and I'd like to think that, and I've said this even before I got out of it, you know, it's got to where it's not much finesse left in this game. You know, it's just physical brute strength. Usually your team's best player's got the ball and the other team's best player's guarding them. And, you know, it's just a whole different I mean, we've sort of breeded down from the college game, and that's sort of what we get at high school. I mean, it's just very physical game and not much finesse left to the game. And, you know, that, to me, it takes away from the defense, the way now they're calling the charge. And, you know, it's just like, you know, the defense has hardly any advantage at all other than trying to be physical, but at the same time on the other end defensively, you know, I don't like the way they messed with the block charge call.
Yeah. And I've seen probably about three times this year when we really had a barge call, but right. The officials, they're not going to call those anymore. I think that's done with now. They've decided that we always going to look at each other, and we're going to let one of us is going to let the other one call it. We're not going to get a barge.
I agree with you. You know, definitely that's what you're seeing now. You even seen it today in the first game. I mean, you know, somebody's going to come out with something, and whatever that is, that's what we're going with.
Bart, you're doing a lot of things these days. You're playing a lot of golf. You're hitting a lot of ugly golf shots that go really close to where they're supposed to be. But you've always done that, you know, right? I mean, you hit the ball. If they took your swing and put it, you know, in some type of computer, the ball could never get to where you put it. You've perfected this game of golf. I don't know how you've done it.
Well, I mean, Danny, the thing that bothers me is tight fairways to the left where I can't work the ball. Left to right, to back to what my brother would say, it's going to end up center cut. But, you know, when you get to age I am, you end up getting to meet a lot of friends that's even older than you. You get to be on the golf course with them. And one thing about the game of golf is you're usually not going to meet too many bad people on a golf course. And, you know, I love the, you know, a lot of the people I've got to play with here in the last three, 4 years, and we really have a good time. And believe me, when you get old coaches and old athletes on a golf course, it don't matter if you're playing for a Coke, you know, you still want to win. And we have a lot of competitive matches, and it's all in good spirit.
And you're always going to get a story you've never heard before.
Yeah, exactly.
And several that you have heard before, but you like to hear them again.
Exactly. And you know, as each year goes by, you know, the stories get bigger and bigger. I mean, when I was walking over here to get on air, you know, I run into J.R. Van Hoos, which naturally we had to hug, and, you know, I follow him a lot on Facebook, and what, you know, he's done so much for kids since he's been into, you know, education and teaching, and he also is assistant coach at Johnson Central. Naturally, you know, the other end of that story, you know, Beth was Miss Basketball in 98, and I got to be a part of being the coach that year, and that was back when they did it, you know, where you played a week, and then you played a week, and it was almost the whole month of June, where, you know, you just took up camp, and a lot of memories, and it's always good to get to come back to state tournament, see people that you maybe only see once a year.
And Dan Lange is now coaching special education in Marshall County. You know, he went back after he went to Vanderbilt, he went back to Murray to get his master's, and now he's coaching special ed. You know, people want to give back. So many times you run into people in the athletic world, and at the bottom of the deck, what they want to do is help kids.
It is, and I think maybe my oldest granddaughter, maybe sort of a little bit of fire under me. I sort of helped coach her team a little bit this winter in Texas, and you just sort of get that, you know, you get that fire, and you know, you just, I know, you know, sometimes at night, you know, in my prayers, I say, you know, God, you know, still somehow, some way, let me continue to try to help the youth of, you know, of Kentucky or whatever, and Mount Sterling, and you know, there's so many lessons out there to learn, and you just don't know the feeling it is when your former players come up, and you can reminisce, and you know, it's just education. It's just a great field to be in. Maybe a lot of people say, maybe, you know, well, I don't have a whole lot of money, but, you know, the Lord will find a way to bless you, and it's always been, you know, a blessing to be able to work with you.
Dan Lange, he got 47 points in the state tournament game. And when I see his numbers, it stick in my mind. And we had a guy who got 47 points in the basketball game one time.
We did, and I mean, naturally, I'm prejudiced, and I'll still say it's the best game that's ever played in the field house. And, you know, it's just come up in the last day or two. To my knowledge, and you can correct me, but the last overtime game that was played in the field house till this year, 95 to 2024, was when Mason and Montgomery played in 95. I don't think there's been another overtime game in a final since then.
In the region.
And, you know. And
Billy Ray Fonz put in those 47, and you got the Rupp Arena, and now his son Luke is playing, and life goes on. I mean, it's hard to imagine when you're coaching Billy Ray, and you ever think you'd be watching his grandson play.
Well, exactly. And then it's just like right now in softball, Casey Green, you know, and her sister Hagen Stiltz is a freshman. I mean, you know, and then I run into Casey and Dee Dee last night at the softball game. I mean, you know, it's just like, and they look at you like, Coach, you know. I said, I still got a little bit left in the tank.
What about the second half of this game, Bart?
I think it was sort of a game of runs. Adair made the last run. I think that if Adair could play a good, solid second half, that, you know, they could come out on top. Marshall County, probably in the first region, the three best teams was in the same district. And Marshall sort of got the fire lit late and end up here. And I've seen enough out of them to know that I feel like we're getting ready to watch a really good second half. And don't count Marshall out, but at the same time, if Dyer plays a good second half, I think they could come out on top.
Bart Rison, Bart's always good to be able to talk to you. Appreciate all you've done over the years, and glad you're back. And we'll see you soon at Tommy Reppitt Field.
Okay, Danny. Thank you. Glad to be here with you.
We'll be back in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable, quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
In that first half of play, checking the individual scoring for Adair County, they're led by Isaiah Cochran, their 6'7 junior, and Connor Loy, another junior. They had 9 points apiece, 8 points for Dawson Gilbert coming off the bench. He had came in and hit a couple of three-point shots. 3 points for Blaine Barton off the bench, and two for Braden Coomer, their total of 31. For Marshall County, 7 points for Tommy Robertson, 6 for Matthew Lange. Alex Staples had 5. Logan Parker had 4 and 2 for Caden Moeller. 9 players got in the game for Marshall County, and 8 players for Adair County. Adair County, both teams, 11 of 23 from the field, 47.8%. The difference was Adair County made 5 of 9 threes, Marshall County 2 of 6. And from the line, Adair County 4 of 4. Marshall County did not get to the free throw line, and Adair County out-rebounded Marshall County 14-9. Points off turnovers, though. Marshall County stayed in the game there 12-2. Bench points 11-2 in favor of Adair County, and that's how we begin the second half. And then we got now Adair County moving our way on offense here in the second half of play. The Indians. And Gilbert is in the starting lineup to begin this second half for Adair County. They run a little weave out front. Here's Loy with the ball. Gets rid of it to Coomer. Cochran will go down on the inside. And they're looking to get it to Cochran. They do. He floats it over the right side. And going in as Coomer puts it up, and it's spun out. Out of that ball. It crawled out of the rim. And Coach Breeze just... I can't believe it.
What a great play. I mean, it was a wonderful play they ran. Look at him.
Down inside, Lange spins on the right side, kisses off the glass. He's got 8, 31-26. Big basket. Marshall County getting off to a good offensive start here in this third quarter. Coomer off the top of the key, gives it up to White. Now Loy takes it out beyond the three-point line. Marshall County man-to-man defensively. Lange trying to stay with Cochran down on the inside. Parker is matched up with Coomer. Those are the two big guys on the inside. Now they go want to go into Coomer. They couldn't get it to him. Loy now bounces it off, and Coomer
another
puts
chance.
It up and in, draws a foul.
He got a second chance, and he completed it that time on the and one.
He got the inside position, and the foul is going to be on Logan Parker, and that's his first. And now trying to complete a three-point play is Brayton Coomer, who has his second field goal of the game.
Coach stuck with him. He got him in there.
The lefty fires a free throw, no good. Parker the rebound. 7-point game, 33-26. Marshall County, they got a back tap. Gilbert tapped it to Loy. Loy racing down. Marshall back. They hand it out. Ooh. Cochran, beautiful crossover dribble, goes under and goes to the other side of the basket and lays it up and in. I mean, he moved from left to right very quickly. And the lead is 9 for Adair County at 35-26. I'm trying to figure out how Lyon County beat this team 50 points. Hey, there's a pass that is in, goes out of bounds down the baseline. Marshall County turning it over. It'll go right back to Adair County.
Well, Adair's not looking ahead. They're in the game. They know they've got to win this one if they want another shot. And Marshall sure isn't through either.
Cochran driving left baseline. He charged. And they have to call that one. He extended his elbow and just cleared out Lange, who hit the deck. Cochran gets his first foul.
Yeah, the elbow did it there, Dan. When a 6'8 guy goes low with the shoulder and elbow, he's going to get the charge. He didn't have to do that. With that height, he could just go in. And...
Yeah. Gilbert comes out of the game for Adair County as checking back in is Lane Grant, a 6'1 junior. Here coming down across the timeline. They had a double team in there and then it's thrown away.
It was actually got another third guy in on there. He came in from behind, Dan, the triple team, got in the corner.
Ryan Stokes threw it away, trying to get out of that what turned out to be a triple team. And now Adair County gets it back, trying to add to a 9-point lead. We're at the 5:40 mark here in this third quarter. Cochran whips it off on the left side to Gilbert, or to Grant, rather. And now Cochran goes right side to take it beyond the 3-point line against Lange. Cochran starts in, dumps it down inside, turning and laying it in is Coomer.
Man, there's no question. The focus is on Cochran. That was play 42. That's 3 plays where Cochran has gone in, drawn the attention, and dished it off. Coomer Coomer, the one shot he missed, it was with his right hand. He's a natural left-hander.
Adair County fans, they're into it. Their team is up by 11, 37-26, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Adair County opening up an 11-point lead, so Marshall County trying to see what they can work out to try to get back in this game with 5:23 to play in the third quarter, down by 11. Matt Lange, the only field goal that Marshall County has scored here in this second half after they trailed 31-24 at halftime, so down, been outscored 6-2 here in the first 2.5 minutes. Parker is headed in the middle of the zone deep, or the defense, and coming in, trying to penetrate in there is Stokes. Lange takes it into the lane, lost the ball, picks it up, and goes up. He gets called for traveling.
Then when they go in, Marshall goes inside with the ball, and they're trying to dribble to go in. Adair is as low down as they as you can get. And they get a hand on the ball every time they penetrate.
There's almost a takeaway by Marshall County, but knocked out of bounds. Ryan Stokes, the sophomore, got a hand on it, knocked it out. It'll be re-inbounded by Adair County. Connor Roy with the ball. Lloyd dribbling with the left hand. Can't get free. Trying to get away from Robertson, but keeps the dribble. Lloyd's a five-second count. A lot of screens being set inside. Boy goes in, right side of the key, and buries a 13-foot jumper.
Dan, we're sitting behind the bench of Adair, but he calls a play every time down. He's one of the most player-focused coaches I've ever seen. He's never paid any attention to the refs yet or argued yet.
39-26, and we get a foul on Adair County. It goes on Lane Grant. Grant picks up the personal foul on Adair County. That's number two here in this third quarter. 4:28 to go. Marshall County inbounds. They're down by 13. Back into the game is Phillips. Phillips has killed his dribble. Now they go inside, going for the basket. Stokes, or Staples, puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it in.
Coomer got knocked off balance there and couldn't regain his footing, and that's why he was not able to contest the follow-up.
Staples' second field goal, and it's 39-28. Driving in, Lloyd dumps it down low. Coomer puts it up and in, just powered it up over Parker.
How about Coomer? He's inside. They put him in with specific instructions, and he's fulfilling his role.
41-28. Spinning and going for the basket, breaking wide open.
Timeout.
Is Staples.
Ooh.
And we're going to get a timeout by Adair County.
Yeah, we're going to get a lecture, Dan.
Coach Breeze was not happy with his defense there.
Coomer.
41-30. 3:43 left in the third quarter, and we'll be right back here at Rupp Arena in our coverage of the boys' state tournament in 30 seconds.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
.343 to play here in the third quarter. Marshall County down by 11. Adair County with the ball. Here is Loy, right side. Cochran beyond that three-point line. Puts it on the deck. Wants to drive in. Goes into the lane. Fall away 12-footer. In and out. Ooh, in.
Nice touch. He backed in without using the shoulder and did the step back.
Put it up so softly. He's got 13.
The floater, the step back, all those things that come back. You and I tried that when we were playing. The coach would take us out.
I fell down. 43-30 is the lead now for Adair County. Marshall County trying to get offense going, and there's a traveling violation outside on Staples.
Dan Adair is they're clogging that middle. And Marshall cannot find the rind. They can't get the three-point shot off. And they're unable to get inside unless it's on the rebound putback.
Loy with the basketball. Handles it really well with either hand. And Cochran over to Loy. Left side. Launches a three. No good. Long rebound. Back into the game for Marshall County is Oren Phelps. And the 6'2 player grabs the rebound. Quickly down Marshall County. Going inside. Phelps spins, weaves, puts it up off the glass, and it rolls off. Cochran the rebound. Just wouldn't go down. Shot's not falling. Here is Loy. Left corner. Gives it up. Cochran. A three well off the mark from the left wing. And right back the other way goes Marshall County in a hurry. They dump it down left side. Robertson. And they get it inside. Cochran is going to foul. Alex Staples, who was trying to put up a shot. And Staples went to shoot a couple of shots. And Cochran gets his second foul. And now we got a timeout. 2:18 left to play in the third quarter as Adair County has the lead on Marshall County, 43-30. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Adair County has taken control of this game. They did it late in the first half. It got up by 7. They lead now by 13. Marshall County trying to get a rally going. Staples at the line for the Marshals. Puts a free throw up and in.
Dan, Coach Breeze told you that they like to use the first half as an opportunity to get a flow of the game, pick which players he wants to stay with, and we like to pick up the pace on third quarter. That's what we've seen today.
Both free throws are good. 11 points in the game now for Staples, the only player in double figures for Marshall County, and it's 43-32. Down inside Cochran, Lange trying to defend him down the right baseline. Cochran gives it back outside. Gilbert over on the left side, White beyond the three-point line. White will back up and wait for Coach Breeze to tell him what he wants to do. Now he's going to go on the drive. Works right side. Gilbert, a three, is short. Rebound out in the lane is picked up by Phelps. Lange down the left side. Lange moving in. Goes, challenges Cockrell. Spins, puts it up and in.
Nice move. He really slid again. That's twice, Dan. He's, I don't know about the soles on those shoes.
43-34. Ball knocked away from Loy, but he recovers. Kicked this time, and now he gets inbounded by Adair County. So a little 4-0 run right now for Marshall County. They just need See if they can string a few baskets back-to-back.
Marshall's gone to the bench. Three players who need to get in the first half are really applying the pressure.
Gilbert. Way on the right side, beyond shooting range. Now they float it into Cochran down the left baseline and overshot him. Phelps comes up with the ball. Here's Lange with it. Lange will bring it down on the dribble himself. Across the timeline, keeps the dribble. Tried to go inside, couldn't. Stops. Gets back out on the perimeter and now driving for the basket. And getting it blocked out of bounds was Moeller. It'll be played by Marshall County with 1:03 to play third quarter underneath their own basket.
That's the fourth block by Cochran tonight.
Now Gilbert's going to come out of the game and be replaced for Adair County as Camden Burton is back in, 6'1 junior. Marshall County underneath its own basket looking to get it in. And they throw it away. Intercepted. Here we go. 2-on-1. They bounce it off on the left side, stopping, and beautiful job of putting it up and in by Carter White.
I mean, White kept waiting to get the ball, and then threw it to him at the very end, but he was able to get the fake and back up.
45-34. 45 seconds to go. Driving through, Phelps feeds it off, and putting it up and in is, or rather, Phelps on that pass from Staples. First two for Phelps. The lead at 9. Possession arrow is with Marshall County. They need a stop here at the end of the quarter. And a foul out front is going to go against Moeller. That's only the second foul of this second half on Marshall County, so no shots here. Now for Adair County, they're going to run back into the game. Blaine Barton, who came in at 3 in the first half, he comes in for Camden Burton. Now coming out for Marshall County, Phelps is out of the lineup.
Phelps makes the difference, his physicality when he's in the game.
Boy with the ball, 17 seconds to go. Dribbles out near the timeline. Moeller trying to put a little pressure on him. He dribbles away from the 5-second count. 8 seconds to go. Now he's going to go. Drives in, goes down the lane, kicks it left corner. Three shot is up for good by Lane Grant. As the third quarter comes to an end.
Boy, Adair's really showing this crowd something. Excellent coaching, Dan. Excellent execution.
48-36. 12-point lead at the end of 3. First points of the game for Lane Grant. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Got the Clark's Pump and Shop third quarter game going on here, and I don't know. They're having trouble getting the. here we go. Now we're racing away.
They've got some real income producer sponsorships now. They've got something going on every minute between timeouts and the games.
Well, we're at the end of three quarters, and the big story here is shooting the basketball really well. Adair County, 54% from the field, 6 of 13 threes, 4 of 5 from the line. They kept rebounds pretty even. Turnovers, 9 on Marshall County, only 7 on Adair County. Adair County just played a very, very somewhat methodical.
Yes.
They do things kind of like, hey, playbook. Let's go to page 12 and let's do it. And they do it. They run it well, and the good things have happened so far. Marshall County trying to see if they get off to a good start here in this final quarter. Parker gives it up, gets it back, and has it stripped away by Coomer. Looked like he had a layup.
You can't put that ball down, Dan, against Adair.
Here's Cochran. Brings it down, crossover dribble, right baseline, 12-foot jumper.
Oh, smooth. We'll see him at the next level. He's a junior, as all of them are. They got this whole team coming back next year.
50-36, Cochran with 15 points now. Driving down, going for the basket, missing the layup, but being fouled is Alex Staples. That foul's going to be on Cochran, his third.
Foul is on number five, Cochran. That's his third.
Coach looked at his assistants. What do we do with three fouls on Cochran?
I think
he's going to leave him in. He told him to take it easy.
Free throw by Staples is up and good. A dozen points for him. He's got a dozen. Lange has 10. 7 for Robertson. They just got to find. They've got to get stopped first and foremost, though. They're down with a free throw made by a dozen. 50-38. Connor Noyes, 6-foot junior, across the timeline, hands off to Cochran at 6'7". He's going to try to drive on Lange. Goes between a double team, then gives it back out. Lloyd, he wants to drive. He's cut off. He'll start in.
They're using a little bit of time here, Dan. A little deception. Now, don't let them think you're stalling it, but dribble and penetrate. Need some clock with this.
They're coming. Lloyd with a double team. He dribbles away from it, gives it up, gets it back. Boy, is very savvy with that ball. Goes behind the screen, goes down close, and gets the ball to Coomer, who gives it back out. And Cochran back to Loy, and we're down to 6.5 minutes to go.
They've done 1:10.
Left corner three is way good. That's what they wanted. Blaine Barton knocked down a three off the bench in the first half. Hits one there. He's got 6, 15-point lead. Ball knocked away. But Marshall County able to get it back.
Yep. Oh,
traveling violation.
Shifted the feet on the fake pass. He faked it so hard that he lost his balance with his right foot.
Ryan Stokes called for traveling, and now Adair County with the ball back. Adair County beginning to look like they might pull away here. Loy across the timeline. Coomer. Loy double team, trying to fight away from it. Gets a foul, I believe. It'll be Parker or that's going to go against Ryan Stokes. He gets his third foul. Adair County will inbound the ball. Pass goes in backcourt. Loy will bring it back, working against Stokes. Goes right side, goes all the way in the lane, sends it left corner. We get a whistle and a foul.
We almost saw another three attempt by Blaine. Again, I don't think I've ever seen a release like that. But it works.
Stokes gets his fourth foul, and he's replaced by Caden Moeller. This is a young Marshall County team, too.
Yes.
Both these teams got a good shot at maybe being right back here next year. Here's Lloyd driving in. He's cut off. Gives back out to Coomer. Coomer will put down a couple of dribbles, and Cochran. Cochran's going to drive, gets away from Lange, goes up inside, picked up on a switch, fouled by Parker. His second. And Isaiah Cochran will go to the line for a couple of shots.
We'll see Cochran at the next level. He's got good size. He's got a good release. He also can play the point, distributes the ball well. He's a key ingredient. I see why the coach didn't take him out with three fouls to go. He told him to be cool. We need you. Let him score, but we need you scoring.
Free throw. First one is no good. Cochran puts the second one up and leaves it short. Lange the rebound. Across the timeline with it. We're operating on the left side. Driving in, unable to get free. Parker takes the ball.
Jeez.
And it's taken away, but a foul is going to go against Adair County.
Dan Marshall cannot get the ball inside. I know they're trying to get inside. They've got the height. Three is not an option.
Foul is on Lane Grant. That's his second. Team foul number two in the fourth quarter. Common foul. 5:20 to go, and now the clock begins to work against Marshall County. And it comes to Robertson, who fires a three that's no good. Parker rebounds it once and no good, but rebounds it
nice
the second
shot.
Time and puts it in.
But he's new to the game.
He's got six, 53-40.
Okay.
Here is Lloyd down across the timeline. And we're at 5 minutes remaining. 13 points. Adair County leads, and it's a half-court trapping defense. And now we got from, we get a whistle and a foul. That goes against Moeller, his second.
The key for this deliberate offense, I'll call it, is Lloyd. And not only has he got the savvy, but he's got good physical size. You can't push him around. I see why McNeese State is looking at him and offering.
And he's a lefty, too. Doesn't hurt at all.
Ooh.
There's kind of a late pass, but right. Cochran gets it. Cochran races in, goes off the baseline, and putting up and in, drawing the foul.
Coomer.
Is Coomer.
Coomer.
Coomer now has 10 points in the game.
He knows his
really
role.
Set him up well.
He knows his role, and he stays with it. His role is to position underneath and draw the ball as Cochran is being double-teamed by others.
Cochran's fourth assist. Free throw is no good, but it's 55-40.
Ooh.
Now we get a foul on Adair County, and that's going to go against Coomer. We're going to get a timeout taken by Adair County. 4:36 left to play. Adair County in control, 55-40, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Only 4:36 to play, so Marshall County, they got to really come with everything they've got defensively, and they got to make shots.
He's back in with the starters now. Marshall is. Let's see how they offset or really attempt the deliberate offense that Dayer is going to try to use, not to stall, but to force.
Yep. Adair County in a trapping zone and going for the basket, missing the driving layup with Staples and rebounded by Cochran. But Cochran's having a great overall game. He's at 15 points. He's got 6 rebounds, 4 assists.
Oh, that's great ball movement there, Dan. No dribbling.
Just passing now left side. An open three is good by Lane Grant. His second three-point shot.
That's what I like, Dan, with that kind of lead. Not to take the air out of the ball.
There's Lange missing a three.
Oh.
Rebounded, and they threw it past Coomer. Coomer was not looking. That pass was made from the top of the key on one end to the top of the key on the other, pretty much. And Coomer was running out quickly, but he just wasn't expecting the ball to come down to him.
And Lloyd looked at the coach and said, my bad. And the coach nodded his head, okay.
Marshall County across the timeline. Lange. They get it inside to Parker. A little jumper right baseline is good.
He's contributing.
Parker with 8. But again, it's a 16-point game, 58-42. Only 3.5 minutes to go. Left corner, there is another three that's up.
Holy
good
cow.
By Lane Grant. 61-42. So down going for the basket, we get a whistle and a foul on Grant, I believe. No, it's going to not be Grant. It's going to be on Burton, and that'll be Burton's third.
It looks to me, Dan, like Lange's just waiting to be unleashed a little bit. He's growing into his body. We're going to hear a lot from him the next 3 years. He got some good private coaching from his assistant, Dad, earlier before the second half started. But I like everything he possesses.
Robertson dribbles left toward the key. 12-foot jumper good.
Good shot.
Roberts.
Still time here. 3:16 to go. 61-44. Adair leading Marshall.
And we get a timeout at the 3:16 mark. 17-point lead for Adair County, and we'll be right back in 30 seconds.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Three-16 to play at Deer County with a 17-point lead. It's Adair County's basketball to come the length of the floor. And again, Marshall County trying to press. Here's Loy. Floats it over to Cochran on the right side. Dribbles down across the timeline. Went between players. Lost the ball. Picked up. Here we go. Marshall County has numbers under DeLange. Lays it up and in.
Nice, nice play.
Lange's got a dozen, 61-46. Loy gets it down on the dribble himself this time. They double him out near the timeline. He hands it off to Cochran.
Oh!
Pass down to Gilbert, drives right baseline, goes underneath, feeds it off, laying it up and in as Lane Grant.
Sophomore distribution there. We're going to see them again.
63-46. A three out of the right corner is up and no good by Staples. And Adair County with a rebound and 2.5 to go. Cochran down the left side. There's a deep three that is no good this time. Put up by Grant. Rebounded, though, and there's a 18-foot jumper in the circle made by Carter White. His second field goal. Shots are going in.
You got to be impressed, Dan, with the freedom.
65-46. Parker, a three. Good.
Parker has really stepped up.
Parker has 7 in this last quarter, 11 in the game.
Oh, here we go.
And quickly down, going under, laying it up and in is Gilbert.
Marshall trying their best. Got all five players on the inbound pass, and that leaves the outlet.
67-49. A three is up, no good by Robertson. Long outlet pass, and Gilbert gets it, lays it in. Wow, what a catch and finish by Gilbert, who has a dozen points. 69-49, only 1:38 to go. Missed shot, Cochran rebound.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
He got foul coming out
of
there.
I thought he came down on the other guy's foot. That was
Cash Henson gets the foul call. Cash Henson, a 6-foot junior who has come in for Marshall County. And we get a timeout, just 1:35 to go. It's a 20-point lead for Adair County when we return to wrap this one up after we step out 90 seconds. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit ambergesfarmmachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
Cochran to the free throw line for Adair County and puts the shot up and in. Cochran now with 16 points in the game. Missed the second shot. Parker the rebound. Lange on the way down.
Good ball handling.
And it's finally taken away down the corner. Parker lost it. And Loy will bring it down with 120 to play. His team up by 21 now. Parker knocked it away. And driving into the lane, shot is put up no good. But a foul. Carter White's going to go to the line.
Cochran's coming out. He's going to give this team a rest and a little recognition. Well deserved.
I can tell you that I think, you know, this happens a lot of times, you see, in games like this, in the games where players' careers are going to end. And Logan Parker, I think he's thinking, well, I wish I'd done a whole lot more, a whole lot earlier. He really stepped it
he
up.
He sure did. Now the players are really congratulating and thanking him. I liked his senior leadership and most of all his execution and production. And there's the entire coaching staff welcoming. Nice senior.
Finishes with 11 points. Got seven of them here in this last quarter as Carter White going to the line for Adair County. They have new players into the game. Free throw is up and good. Number 42 to 49 now as the free throws are made by Carter White. Down in the lane, a little short jumper is put up and missed by Tyler Phillips. And the rebound.
Coach Breeze has his son in the game, freshman, 5'5", Trenton.
Where's number three? Dribbles down in, sends it to a player inside. Spinning, weaving, unable to get a shot away. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to go over to Marshall County. Adair County has Matthew Brady in the game right now. He's a senior. Along with Trenton Breeze, as Lynn said, the coach's son for Marshall County. J.T. Hall is in the contest right now. He's a tall drink of water. Other players are waiting to check in. They get a chance, 35 seconds to go. There's a three that is up and good. Rattling it home is Isaac Darnall. They call him Darnall by the PA. He gets 3 points, 72.
He wants a timeout.
52, and we get a timeout so a couple more players can get on the floor.
Dan, I think this is so great. It's every boy's dream and girls' dream to play in the Kentucky State Tournament. So did you get to go? Yes. The second question, did you get to play? Yes. And how nice of these coaches to let them get some clock. Yeah, I played in the state tournament. I contributed.
13 seconds to go. Marshall County just standing out, dribbling the final seconds off is Caden Moeller. Skip pass over on the left side. They want him to shoot it, and up and it spins in. The basket is made by Nayland Jezik. Nayland Jezik hits for Marshall County. And they just wanted him to get a shot, and he did.
He got it. That's the third question. Did you score?
Oh, yeah, I got a three-pointer.
I hit the last second shot, three-pointer.
72-55 is our final. The win for an Adair County that looked pretty impressive tonight. We'll be back and recap this one for you. We've got Spencer County and Great Crossing coming up in just a few minutes. We'll return, and Coach Breeze, he's down. He's rallying the crowd. Now the team is coming over. We got a great crowd on hand from Adair County. I mean, those folks have come in mass down off to our left, and they're going to be back on Friday. They're going to advance. We'll be back to wrap things up here on this game after we step out for 2 minutes on the Gateway Sports Network. Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no mower that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
We are getting ready to have in the quarterfinal round of this tournament something that will happen that I would almost, without going back and checking the record books, would guarantee you has ever happened before. We're going to have two teams square off in the state tournament that played during the season, and we had a 50-point spread in that first game when Lyon County takes on Adair County, and Lyon County beat them 98-48 during the season. I don't know how.
February 17th.
Yeah. So
at Lyon County, 98-48.
Unbelievable. But that's going to be the opponents, and I guarantee you, Adair County, they're probably thinking, we can make up those 50. We'll figure out a way.
Well, based upon what we saw tonight, but you know, you can't be surprised. Virginia, University of Virginia, scored 14 in the first half last night. And they're lost to Colorado State, and they're playing in at Dayton. So, I mean, it's basketball.
It is basketball. You never know what's going to happen. Adair County has five in double figures. Cochran leads the way. He had a great night. 16 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. 12 points for Gilbert, who came off the bench to get those 12. And Gilbert hit 2 of 4 threes. Then you had 11 points apiece for Loy, the fine point guard, and Grant, who made 3 of 4 three-point shots, 10 for Coomer, and then Barton hit 2 of 2 threes for his 6 points, the total for Adair County of 72 points. For Marshall County, they had three players in double figures, led by Staples with 13, 12 points for Lange on 6 of 10 from the field, 11 points for Parker, 5 of 9 from the field for him, and Parker had 15 rebounds in the game. His team had 25 rebounds, and he had 15 of them. Big effort for him. After that, it was 9 points for Robertson, 2 for Phelps, 2 for Moeller, 3 points for Darnall, and 3 for Jezik there in those last few moments of the game, getting off the bench for Marshall County. And so for Marshall County, they wrap up a 25-8 season. Adair County rolls on at 29-7. Up next, we've got Great Crossing, 34-1. Spencer County, 25-9 coming up. And Glenn, I'll be back to cover that game for you very shortly. We're going to step out. We're going to be gone for about a half hour. Jeff West is back in the control room. And let me tell you, Jeff will spin some great music for you, I guarantee you. Coming up here over these over this next half hour, we'll rejoin you right after the CBS News at 8 o'clock to begin our pregame show for the final game of the day. Great Crossing ready to take on Spencer County, with a winner advancing to face McGoffin County in the opening quarterfinal round of game on Friday. For Glenn Reveridge and Jeff West, I'm Dan Manley. Thanking you for being with us again. The final: 72 for Adair County, 55 for Marshall County, For now, so long, everybody, from Rome.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergie's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring